You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Take one.
Knock, knock.
Who it is?
Receiving and Dana, and we can't believe you found our fucking podcast.
Our podcast.
We're so glad you're listening to it. We would never listen to it.
I don't even want to listen to it to edit it.
I don't even want to wake up in the morning. We're Steven and Dana, and we're in the room.
Drink, babe. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, what a morning. What a morning. Hello, in the room. This is Dana Craig coming to you from Atlas Media Corp, where I am currently in the green room recording this for you all. Good morning. I have my iced coffee from Culture on 36th Street, which is maybe the best coffee place in Midtown, if you don't know about it. 36 between 7th and 8th. Culture, it has cold brews. It has bran muffins that make you run to the bathroom about an hour and a half in, which is a good thing, because you buy a bran muffin with intent. Scones, they have, you know, they don't have too much. They have lattes, they have macchiatos, they have, what do you call them? Espressos. I don't understand an espresso. I like to sip coffee for hours, so I don't understand what an espresso does because it's like a shot. It's a shot of coffee. I really don't understand who is in that big of a rush. All right, so good morning. Good morning. I am flying solo because Steven has been dealt too many lemons, and you may be asking yourself, what? This is crazy talk. You can never have too many lemons, and I'm telling you, sometimes you can have too many lemons. So it is me today, and this is a news bulletin, if you will. We have a few things to talk about. I am guestless, so sorry about that. We have some guests coming up, and the timing just didn't work out for this week, so this is what you're getting. What is happening? Oh, speaking of lemons, you guys, I came home the other night, and my roommate, Nick, playwright Nick Johnson, he was boiling oranges, full oranges with the rinds on, and it smelled delightful. I was like, what are you making? What's going on here? He was like, oh, I'm boiling oranges because I'm making a fresh marmalade. I was like, have you ever made that before? That's new. What's happening? He's like, no, I've never made it before. I just made a two-tiered spongy vanilla orange cake with vanilla frosting, and I think it needs more orange, so I'm making a orange marmalade to go on top. I'm telling you, I am living with a star baker, everyone. If you guys are watching The Great British Bake Off, which you should be, you know what? I've only started this season. I have not been a faithful viewer. I started this season because various people were freaking out about it. And you know what? It's incredible. It's incredible. It is streaming on Netflix. I think we're a season behind. You know, like Netflix, this current season is on now. But in Britain, they've already started season 6, I believe. I have London folks who are like, do you guys have that yet? Are you watching? I'm like, no, we're a season behind. But it's really great. And you guys, Nick Johnson is a star baker. That sponge was so moist. That marmalade was really tangy, just in the right ways, with a little bit of sweetness, if you will, right? He's incredible. And, you know, it's hashtag blessed, hashtag just so tragic The tragicosity is beyond, because he's an amateur baker. He should really go for it. You know, it's like someone telling a singer, you know, you should be on American Idol. But this is true. Like, he should be on one of those shows because he is great for being an amateur. There is a cake and or freshly made bagel or muffin. Not so much muffins. I mean, he's better than that. There are scones. It's mostly cakes. There's pies. Every week, you guys, I have gained 35 pounds in the past year or so. That's not a lie. So thank you, Nick Johnson, for that, for making my dreams a reality. So anyway, Great British Bake Off, that's what we're watching. Apparently, to make marmalade, you boil an entire orange, rind and all. So that's some takeaway for this episode. You guys, the Emmys. What is happening to network television? There were only two awards that were given to network entities, all right? And I mean network like, you know, you live in central Wisconsin, you get five channels. That's what network means. ABC, NBC, CBS. I know we're living in a world where you're like, they're all networks. No. If you can get them without a cable package, you're watching network television. You guys, Amazon Prime swept, Netflix swept, HBO swept. It's kind of incredible. And I have to say, I rarely watch network television. You know, I have my Today Show on in the morning. I actually watched network television, you know, to watch the Emmys. But I rarely turn it on. I never watch anything. Anything network that I watch is on Hulu, right? I watch Blackish on Hulu. I watch My Will and Grace on Hulu. Probably not doing anything for the cause of television, which is the industry that I work in. But what is happening? I guarantee you 0% of people in the world watch the Emmys. And you know what? The host didn't help. Okay, besides Scarlett Johansson, tell me one person who thinks that Colin Jost and or Michael Che is interesting. I just can't. I don't like them on Weekend Update. They were so lackadaisical. They had no interest in being hosts. It's almost like they don't like pop culture. You know, I miss the days of Martin Short running around the stage, or Billy Crystal running around the stage. I want showmen. I want people who are excited to be there. You know, I just missed it. I think they have zero chemistry all the time. Ugh. Anyway, okay, so I thought the hosts were left something to be desired. And I really, you know, when Kate McKinnon came out with Kenan Thompson, I thought, oh my God, are they hosting the show? Was the wool pulled over our eyes? Had we been had? And I was super excited. I was like, oh my God, Kate McKinnon, Kenan Thompson. They're going to be hosts and they're going to be amazing. And then they did a cute little opening number. I actually was very entertained. I thought it was great. And then, lo and behold, we were not gifted with them as hosts. Anyway, moving on. So winners. Okay, there were three things that happened during the course of the Emmys that I thought were interesting. Okay, we all heard about the proposal. The guy who won, let's see, you know, I have materials here. Who was he? You guys, and also, I filled out a ballot. I got 2 out of 26 correct. What? I usually get at least, you know, 12 or 13. I'm really, really sad about that. Okay, so Glenn Weiss, who won directing for a variety special, he directed the Oscars, he proposed to his girlfriend, and these are like, not elderly folks, but you know, I'm guessing they were north of 50, north of 55 perhaps. They were the cutest, and he called her up on stage and she was shook to her core, and he proposed and it was amazing. So that was weird and kind of cool, right? Okay, what else? Okay, so for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime. It's such a cute show. it's doing really great work and giving a voice to women who are funny and kind of creating this genesis story of maybe how that came to pass, women in the stand-up world. And that is so fucking cool because women are funnier. I'm going to say it. I've heard it. It's what people are saying. So, okay, so Rachel Brosnahan won. Amy Sherman-Palladino, who created and wrote Gilmore Girls and Bunheads and Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, she is so eccentrically juicy and great and funny and off the cuff and I'm assuming very good at improv and words and being present and being just like so fucking true to herself. I love those kind of people. She wears whatever the fuck she wants. She usually looks like the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. She's Looney Tunes, Cuckoo Bananas, but I feel grounded in reality. And I love those kind of people who are just like, they've got both of those eccentricities nailed down. I love her so much. And I'm so glad she won. And also, you guys, the most important event to happen at the Emmys was Alex Borstein, who is Lois on... Oh, that's a really bad Lois. You guys, I can do Family Guy. I can do it. Al Pena. Something like that. She's Lois on Family Guy. Lois. Get over here, Lois. That's bad. Oh my God. You guys, it's 8:48 in the morning. Ooh, that cold brew. I'm telling you, culture on 36. Get into it. So Alex Borstein won. She had like, she was wearing her wedding dress. First of all, takeaway fact, bet you didn't know that. So she had her little wrap, which looked exactly like the top part of her dress. So you weren't exactly sure what she was taking off because it just kind of mirrored what the top part of her dress looked like. So it was like something that she could take off. She took it off and she shook her bazangas at the camera like a queen that she is, in a way that was like, all right, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I got it. Shaking those touties. Lost it. I mean, she had nary a bra on. Living. I think she was the second award given of the night. You guys, she's been doing so much work in television, whether you realize it or not. I mean, everything from, oh, okay, he look like a man. You know, Miss Swan from Mad TV. She's been in television forever. And I think she's won an Emmy before. But, you know, she's in Getting On. And I was just so happy for her because, you know what? The Emmys this year, none of those people who won awards this year were popular in high school. There are a bunch of nerdy folks up there, you guys. Bunch of nerds. So happy for her. So happy for Henry Winkler. First Emmy? He's been in this business forever. Forever. And he's the cutest. I mean, I openly wept when he won. I didn't know I cared that much. Didn't know I cared. But I had just heard him on Pete Holmes' podcast, You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes, which, by the way, is an amazing podcast. Also, is Jonathan Van Ness has a podcast. I just listened to it on my way here this morning. The guest was Reese Witherspoon. He's incredible. And maybe a little, the reason why I'm a little jacked up this morning, because I'm like, he's just firing on all levels. And he's gorgeous queen. Everyone looked amazing on the red carpet. The men looked incredibly stunning. RuPaul's Drag Race, you guys. 10 seasons in, and the heterosexual culture's like, oh, what are these rumblings we hear about RuPaul's Drag Race being the best show on TV? Yeah, we've been telling you that forever. So RuPaul won Best Host of Unscripted Whatever, and RuPaul's Drag Race won Best Show of Unscripted Whatever. And that has never happened before, where the host and the show win. So I think that's a win for us all, whatever. Betty White is still alive and doing that really cute thing where she says something salty and then bites her bottom lip. She knows what she is. She's a little minx. That little Betty White minx. What else? So the Emmys were kind of a snooze, but there were some glorious moments, and I'm happy for streaming content. You know what? Maybe the Emmys should switch over to streaming, because we know no one... Second of all, I need to talk about a show that I've been watching on Amazon Prime. Speaking of streaming, Maya Rudolph, Fred Armisen are in a show called Forever on Amazon Prime. It is so beautiful. If you are one of those people who loves thinking about life and where we go and what it all means and trying to live without regret, which is, you know what, it's not going to happen. Regret is inevitable. How you work past it, how you love, what matters to you, how you take in new people that come into your life. It is gorgeous, and it will, your brain will get so many good, juicy tinglies. You're like, where'd that come from? Why am I starting to think about that? It's gorgeous, and it's funny, and it's a drama, and Catherine Keener is in it doing her Catherine Keener thing, and I don't know how to explain it, but she, you know what that Catherine Keener thing is. She is one of those people that, what, like, whatever she is in, you're just like, I want to be with you, like, maybe sexually, maybe as a friend. She's just the coolest and present and... is just great in whatever she's in. She makes acting look fucking effortless. So yeah, Forever. If you liked, I don't want to have any spoilers come out of my mouth, but if you liked Master of None, if you liked, which is, I think it was written by or kind of co-created by a Master of None person. I think it's from the same people. I could be wrong. All I know is, and I'm sorry, is involved, okay? So if you liked Master of None, if you liked The Good Place with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, which I didn't watch too much of, but it's the same kind of vibe sometimes. If you like content that makes you think and makes you, you know, ponder, do the pondering thing sometimes, I would totally get into Forever. Oh, make yourself a spot of tea. You know, maybe get yourself a slice of pie that your roommate baked and watch Forever. Sit down and watch Forever. In the vein of Forever, in really great content that is available to you, I think it's on Showtime right now. One of the movies you can get on your Showtime app, whatever, and stream it to your television. Is the movie Captain Fantastic with Viggo Mortensen and Catherine Hahn. Catherine Hahn, another Catherine Keener-like person where you're like, you are so cool, you are effortless, I want to be with you and or just with you for a day. She's eccentrically amazing. And not afraid to fly her little freak flag because you know she's got one. She's got that little freak flag. Okay, so Captain Fantastic. I think it came out 2 years ago, feature film, I think an independent situation. So good. It is a family drama, but with comedy, but another thinker. Another thinker stinker. I really loved it. It's gorgeous. And I've truly never seen a film like that before. Never have I ever. I don't want to say too much about it. I mean, if you watch the trailer, you get the gist. But head on over to YouTube and watch the trailer for Captain Fantastic. It sounds like a superhero movie, and in some ways it is, because he's playing a dad who is taking care of his, I believe, six children in the far recesses of the Northeast. So I don't know, maybe Oregon or something, Washington State. And it's really, really beautiful. Housekeeping. Oh, what's that? We need to do some housekeeping? Okay, great. Okay, so you guys know that we are sponsored so gorgeously by Babe rosé. You've heard of it, you've seen it, you drank it. The fat Jewish, you know, Instagram comedian. It's his brand of wine, you know, so you've seen it. Yeah. They are supporting an event coming up. The event that's happening is Here for the Drama presents The Boat Ride from Hell, which is a Real Housewives of New York live read for charity. They are being so stupid for a good cause. And I don't know what's better than that. Put your money where your mouth is. If you like Real Housewives of anything, even if you don't, if you've never seen it, you know what the deal is. You get it, all right? They're going to do a live read of one of the episodes. It's when they go to Cartagena, right? Okay, so if you watch the show, you know that they went on a trip to Cartagena, and they're going to do a live read of that episode. Get into it. Get into it. And it's going to feature a whole bunch of comedians. Wow. Okay, so Ryan Houlihan, huge fan of his. Natalie Walker, Liza Traeger, a whole bunch of people. It is hosted by writer and comedian Z-Way. You guys, she is major, major, major. Look her up on Twitter. I believe it's at Z-Way, which is Z-I-W-E. You're going to enjoy it. So it's down at Littlefield in Brooklyn. It is coming up on Wednesday, September 26th at 7:30. And there's going to be games, raffles, surprises. You know, please be 21 and over. This is for adults who get a little nuts, all right? It's a charity event for the people. You don't have to go to the Hamptons to do a charity event, all right? The money is going to Be Strong, Delivering Good, which is Bethany Frankel's Be Strong initiative. I'm very impressed with Bethany Frankel's will. You know, she bought all those planes. I mean, no one else was doing anything. And Bethany Frankel's like, let's get some planes. Let's load it up with supplies. We are going down to Puerto Rico right now. I think that's incredible. She won major brownie points for me. But if you are looking to do some charity work and win a raffle or two and see some comedy and get your fill of Real Housewives realness, go down to Littlefield in Brooklyn. It is such a cool venue. So we will see you there. All right, what else? Are we almost done with the housekeeping? Oh, the new babe handle. You know what? It used to be We Brought Wine, which was fine. Now it's at Drink Babe. Drink Babe. At Drink Babe. That cuts right to the chase, you know? Drink Babe. Drink Babe. Also, if you happen to be in Queens on Friday night, when is Friday? The 21st? September 21st? I am a finalist in the grand finale of Albatross Idol. Albatross is, I'm sorry, the best gay bar in Astoria. In Queens, actually. In the entirety of Queens. But it is in Astoria. It's on my avenue. So I get to go to the bar, sing a bit of karaoke, and then stumble home. How often do you get to say that? Unless you live in Hell's Kitchen. All right, shut up. Okay, I get my gay bar in Astoria. It's called Albatross. And it is the diviest, the living roomiest. But you know what? They're doing Albatross Idol, and I'm in the grand finale, and there are going to be guest judges from The Voice who've participated on The Voice, and it's going to be really fun, so come out. It's literally $0. If you don't want to drink, you don't have to. But there's going to be some people performing, and that's going to be at 7:30, and then if you want to sing your own tits off, you can start that at 10. I'm very excited. I like to get up on stage and do things that are a little cuckoo-coo-choo, and I'm making some choices on Friday night. I have to choose two songs. We'll see if I get to sing both of them, but okay. I think I need to wrap up, but no one's here to stop me, so but no. This is going to be short. This is a short episode. Thank you for bearing with me. Even though there was no guest, there will be many guests coming up. Sometimes we need to do a little, you know, shift in the schedule. And Stephen, you know what? Stephen is doing great, but you know what? Those lemons, I have to admit, there were a lot of lemons. You can only carry so many lemons. Otherwise, those lemons start popping out, you know? You're going to drop some, and we don't want to drop any. So he had to take a, you know, mental health week. So give him some love, but yeah, he's doing fine. Give him some love. And as always, thank you for listening and indulging me as I sat here all alone in the recording room. Bye, 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 bye.
In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.